Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fade. On today's program, we're going to be talking about the Walker Hotel. Many of you used to remember that. Down on Main Street at Chestnut, across from the Nicholsville Baptist Church. It's been here since 1793. We'll talk to Brenda Cobb in just a moment about her memories of that place. Right after this word from our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday as we continue to learn more about people, places, and things of our county. Now, we're going to talk about a place today that a number of people see and may not realize, especially if you haven't been in our county for a few years, what it used to be. I can remember it very well as the Walker Hotel. Now, it sat at the corner of Main and Chestnut, right across the street from the Nicholsville Baptist Church. The building is still there, although it's not the entire building. It's only the front part that's still there. It's a big brick two-story. It's an attorney's office now. But anyway, we're going to talk about the Walker Hotel, and we're going to talk with a lady who knows a lot about it, and I'll let her explain that in just a moment. Her name is Brenda Cobb. She is been around here for quite a while, I think. So good morning and welcome.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me.
We'll talk a little bit about the hotel in just a moment, but first I want to get a little bit about you so people will know who they're listening to. Tell us about your family. Who is your mom and dad, and how did they come to be here?
Well, my parents were Mary and Augustine Woods. Mm-hmm. I lived out at Union Mill all my life, out there near your family.
Close to us.
I was married to Kenny Cox and have two sons. But Kenny passed away in 03.
Yeah.
And I'm now married to Gordon Cobb, and I live down at Chrisman Mill.
Tell us, while we're on the family history, tell us a little bit about, well, first off, let's go back even further. Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have a younger sister, Lynn Lawson.
Okay. And, yeah, your dad, remember, very well, farmer here in our community.
Yes.
And raised a lot of crops out on that an area of Union Mill.
I have a lot of memories of your family,
well,
too.
Well, yeah, of course. We all, it's funny how communities work. I mean, in Jessamine County, like many other places, you had a Nicholsville, you had a Wilmore, but you had these little communities, and we were Union Mill. And my grandparents lived out there, gosh, way back in the 40s.
I can remember, I'm dating myself now, but I can remember when your grandfather passed away, Mr. Fain. Mm-hmm.
That would have been in 1960, yeah.
Being there with my grandparents. And, you know, then people would sit at the house all night when somebody passed away.
Yes.
And I can remember sitting there at your grandparents' house in front of your grandfather's casket as a little girl.
Yeah. That, in fact, in that house is right across the road from where I live right now.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know, good memories.
Yeah. The nice thing about where you all lived is you didn't have to worry about too much that Union Mill
hill
when the ice and snow came.
But it was always fun to play on the creek
when
we were young. Lynn and I played on that creek a lot when we were little.
And you know, one of the best memories I have of the wintertime is this was back when the Union Mill Bridge was still there and it was still open, the old one. Especially when we had those big snows, you know, 78, 77, somewhere in there, is that Dad would take Cecil and I, and we'd go up to the top of the hill where it split off coming toward our house, and you could start your sleigh ride there and go all the way across
miles.
The bridge forever down through there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
It was a fun place to grow up.
Sure was. Now, you married, you said Kenny. Kenny sold insurance.
He did with American General, National Life.
Yeah.
Early on.
Tell us about your sons. Let's brag on them a little bit.
Well, I lost Brian, my oldest son. That was the worst time of my life.
Sure.
And I now have Eric, and he has a plumbing business of his own, Eric Cox, here in Nicholsville.
Good.
And I have four precious grandchildren.
Now, are they all Eric's?
No, two of them were Brian's.
Brian did have two children.
Brian had two.
Okay.
Courtney is a junior at Asbury. Tyler is a junior at East Middle.
Yeah.
And Kennedy, who belongs to Eric, she's a... I'm sorry, Tyler is at the high school, East High. Mm-hmm. Kennedy is East Middle, and the youngest, Colton, is at Brookside.
Oh, you've got all ages then.
I do. I got a good range.
Wow, elementary to college.
Mm-hmm.
You sure do.
Yeah.
What year did we lose Kenny?
In 03.
Mm-hmm. Well, you met a fella who you probably had known for years.
Known his family. Felt safe with him.
The Cobb family. Mm-hmm. And Gordon Cobb, some people that may be listening would know, he's a brother to Phyllis Bradshaw and Linda Downing,
right,
and Robin Hasselbring. And is there another one? That's three, is that right?
Well, there was Loretta.
Loretta.
Burton.
Loretta Burton, that's right. Mm-hmm. She was the oldest. But anyway, Gordon, of course, was married to Minnie Thompson.
Right.
Minnie, a daughter of Cleveland and Elizabeth Thompson. Thompson's Food Town, guys. We've done a show on that before, too. Mm-hmm. So you and Gordon met and have been married now for how long?
11 years.
11 mm-hmm. years, wow.
Gordon lost Minnie in December of 02,
mm-hmm.
and then I lost Kenny in April of 03.
Yeah.
And we had both experienced long illnesses with each other.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So we've
kind of knew what each other was going
right.
through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's always good to find somebody that has a similar situation.
Sure. When we both had two boys,
sure.
we had so many things in common.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm really blessed.
Nice guy.
Life.
Gordon's always been a class act and knows how to pour a concrete drive.
He's poured half of Nicholasville.
He sure has. Well, tell us about the Walker Hotel. The Walker Hotel. And folks, just a few weeks ago, the KCAA Old Time Radio Show did their Christmas show. And part of it was written by our troop member, David Dameron. And it was about Nicholasville in 1952. The main part of it took place at the old Ben Franklin store. In fact, I played Cress Kreiner, who owned that store. But it is fashioned on Dickens' Christmas Carol. And in it, they basically get snowed in. And if you had a chance last week, you probably heard that rebroadcast here on this radio station. We aired at Christmas time. But in it, he and his employees are stranded, so they have to go for the night to the Walker Hotel because there's nowhere else to go. And so we did some research, and at that time that the place was set, the Nicholas Hotel, which was here on Main Street, was already out of business. And the Sandman hadn't opened yet, so I guess the Walker was probably pretty much it. Now, you had some rental houses up on North Main, I think. Gullies, maybe, was that the name of the
mm-hmm,
place?
I remember that name.
But I don't know that the Walker Hotel. But anyway, that's how this all came to be. So we want to learn a little bit more about the Walker Hotel. One thing that I'm just going to ask you right up front, and you may not even know the answer. On the side, I can see it as plain as I can see my hand. There was a sign that said Walker Hotel.
I don't know why that apostrophe was there.
In between the L and the K was an apostrophe. And I've often wondered when it was there, what does that mean?
I remember wondering that as a little girl. And I'm not sure why I never did ask. But
yeah.
I would sit there and think the same thing.
Yeah,
and I thought, well, they know something I don't.
Well, you know, at one time I even came up with this theory that maybe it was two people owned it, and part of the one's name was Wall, and the other was Kerr. And
I don't know.
But anyway, what was your connection? How is it that you came to know that place so well?
Okay, my grandmother was a sister to Aunt Vina Walker.
Mm-hmm.
The owners were Vernon and Vina Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother was Aunt Vina's sister. She was Grace Woods.
Okay.
But they had been Perkinses before they married. And she would help Aunt Vina clean the hotel a lot.
Uh-huh.
She would go up there, and she would let me go with her sometimes.
Now, was this hotel originally opened by them?
Well, it was inherited by Uncle Vernon's family.
Was it a hotel before that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was an old hotel in 1793.
Oh, my gosh.
It was Dr. I can't remember his first name, Walker, came here from Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And opened it in 1793.
Now, folks, for you out there that may or may not know this, Kentucky wasn't a commonwealth until 1798. So this is even before we were still part of Virginia.
Right.
At that time. Mm-hmm. We were still Virginia citizens.
He came from Virginia.
1793. Mm-hmm. So he came this far west, I guess. And he was a doctor. Now, would he have had, you think, maybe that's where his practice was? Or
I don't know about all of that. I just remember them telling me that Uncle Vernon inherited the hotel from his parents.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy that came from Virginia was Walker, so obviously it was a descendant of
his. Right down
yeah.
the line. And now, when would Vernon, what era, what years would we have been talking about here?
When he was born.
Well, the hotel, 40s, 50s?
When I was there a lot, it was in the 50s and early 60s maybe. I was just a little girl.
Yeah.
So, and they were elderly people then.
Right. Well, my point is that by the time he had inherited, this thing had been in the family for, 170 years or so.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I actually have a picture I gave to Bruce Smith to hang in the office there of the hotel. And it's really interesting because there was used to be a balcony out over them.
Right. Over Main Street.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's pictures of men in long suits and coats and women. The men had the top hats and the women in the long billowy dresses. Uh-huh. And they're all standing around outside and the streets of Nicholasville aren't even paved.
Wow.
And there's horses and buggies and people dressed in those ancient outfits.
You know, when you think about, we've all grown up seeing movies of the West and how it looks. And it's interesting, just like you described, I have seen pictures of Nicholasville. That's what it looks like. And when you think, most people don't think that, well, we were not out in the West. We wouldn't have looked. Yeah, we did. I mean, old Nicholasville back then is something that you probably would have seen almost out of a somewhat Western movie, with the roads being dirt and the places to tie your horse up. And folks, there was a watering trough in front of the courthouse for the horses at one time, you know, that back years ago. Now, I remember you talking about the building. And I alluded this at the first, only the front part stands. Mm-hmm. The best I can remember, having gone to Nicholasville Baptist as a little boy, that building basically went all the way from Main back to First.
It did.
But the best I can remember, the front third was brick, and then it seemed like there was a white wood section in the middle, and then maybe a brick section. It was almost like it was, they added on and then they added on. Now, had that already happened by the time you came around?
I don't remember that. I do remember from the inside, you know, it extended way back. That's where the kitchen. Then when you came in the front door, to their left was their bedroom. And then the stairs went up the sidewall to the rooms that they rented. Then you go straight on back into the kitchen. Uh-huh. And Aunt Vino would prepare meals back there in this big kitchen. I remember as a little kid, I thought that refrigerator was massive. It was a huge side by side, kind of like we have now.
Yeah, but to you, it looked really big.
At that time, it was big, you know, huge.
Right.
And she would prepare meals in that kitchen, and there was a pass-through over into the dining room, and she would set the meals there for the travelers, and they would pick up their plates and eat in the dining room.
So it was almost, even as a hotel, it was almost like a bed and breakfast, somewhat.
Exactly, yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. It was, because she fed them some, too. And what I loved about the play that you did a few days ago, you talked about the room upstairs where you had the dream.
Yeah, and let me set this up a little bit, if you don't care, for those people that haven't heard the broadcast. What happens is Kress Kreiner, who owns a Ben Franklin, sends his employees on down, and he's doing whatever. But anyway, when they get down there, they talk to the clerk and find they need four rooms. She thinks they only need three because there's three of them standing there. When they explain that Mr. Kreiner is on his way, she explains that there's one room that they really don't rent out anymore because this mysterious traveler, now we made all this up, mysterious traveler came and, you know, people, when they use it, feel eerie. And that's the room that Mr. Kreiner eventually gets and the ghost appears. But I have all my life grown up heard people say that they always wondered if that place was haunted.
You're exactly right, because as a young kid, I could go upstairs occasionally with my grandmother when she went up there to clean.
Uh-huh.
And the rooms were really ugly. Old iron beds, saggy mattresses, dreary, dark. But there was one room that we were never allowed to go in.
Really?
Because they would tell me it was haunted. A man had killed himself in that room.
Oh, my goodness.
And after you did that in the play, I was sitting there thinking, he's right, that room was haunted.
Well, but you know what's interesting about this, Brenda, is that David Dameron, who has only been a resident of our county since 1993.
How'd he know?
Yeah, how did he know? I'm beginning to wonder now if Dameron knows something. He's little can see and not into the future.
That's
but
what
in
I
the
was
past.
Thinking when I was watching the play. I was thinking, wow, this is... How did they know about it? I figured you did know about it.
No, we didn't. But it's funny because when I first saw the script and read it and realized what was going on, that thought went through my mind is, man, he is nailing this. And I knew we had, and David, to explain, a lot of the information in our play came from a lot of these All Things Jessamyn programs that we have done. We've never done one on the Walker Hotel until now, so I knew he hadn't heard it there. I don't know. I think he just took a really good guess and hit it, because I've often heard that too.
Yeah.
So,
well, they were, even then in the 50s, they would not let me go in that one room.
So you never were in there?
No, not that one.
Wow.
I don't think I wanted to, because I was scared. But I would ease up there occasionally with my grandmother when she'd clean, and I'd, you know, see some of the rooms. But they were so dark and dreary and ugly, I didn't want to spend much time there.
Do you remember how many rooms it had?
No, I was trying to think about that. I'm going to guess 7 or 8, maybe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They live downstairs. Now, the living quarters downstairs are pretty nice.
Uh-huh.
But up there, it was dark and dreary and dingy. I guess that was just that time, you know.
Right. And you're right. I do. And I'd forgotten about the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing, too, how many buildings, if you look at old pictures, downtown had balconies.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, folks, what happened... And the best way I can explain it, if you have been to the new shopping center up at the corner of Man O' War and Nicholasville, the Fritz Farm, you know, they've got a lot of people living in apartments over top those shops. And that's the way it was here in Nicholasville for during that period, especially. Downtown, most of the second floors, a lot of them, were apartments. People actually lived there. I can so see Mr. Trainer. Remember him that lived down here over top of where one of the buildings next to Hemphill's drugstore? And there was a little door there, and I could see him so well. He would walk up, and he lived upstairs.
Oh.
But that's kind of like, and that's why you had your balconies.
Mm-hmm.
The Veal building, right down here at the corner,
yeah, sure,
had the balcony over it because of that. So anyway, of course, back then, it was a hotel, and I'm assuming that out-of-county visitors would be a nice place for them to sit and overlooking Main Street.
Well, I can remember as a little girl, they always kept things there to eat that we didn't have at home, just little, like they kept the little tiny Cokes, and I thought that was a treat. I would get to come there and get one of those little tiny Cokes and sit out there on the front porch and just watch the traffic.
Yeah.
My grandmother would always be with me. But it was just different than living in the country,
well,
you know,
sure it
so
was.
It was always exciting when I got to go there, and I went there quite a bit with her.
Well, and you know, the thing that has changed, and it's changed since I was a little boy, and certainly for you too, you didn't just run to town 3 or 4 times a day if you needed to go somewhere, to the grocery or wherever. I mean, that didn't happen. You know, the only times that during a school year that I was in town was on the school bus to come to town or to come to church on Sunday.
You used to want to go to Hemphill so bad.
Yeah. And us county folks, we didn't get to do that kind of stuff. And we've had some stories and had people on this show talk about that very thing, about how they remember growing up and hanging out in Hemphill's and hanging out at different places. And yeah, that is one thing that I missed, and I guess you did too. On the other hand,
we had other things.
We had other things in the county.
I had the creek.
That the city people didn't have.
Yeah,
and that makes a difference. My mother often said, and I bet yours did too, is she used to talk about how she would have to drive us into town for ball practice and all that, but at least she knew where we were. And that's the one thing about living in the country.
Yeah.
At least you know they may be on the farm somewhere, but at least you knew they were here and they weren't.
Oh, I wouldn't trade it. I'm sure you wouldn't either.
Exactly. And it's just a whole different kind of life.
But I would sit on the porch there at the hotel, and Mom and Daddy would be across the street getting groceries at Heathman's.
Uh-huh.
And I would get to sit there and watch the traffic and the people, and that was always a treat for me.
Now, let's think about what was around that area. You mentioned Heathman's, of course. That was on the corner now, folks, where Town Square Bank is. Across the street, Nixville Baptist remains constant because
the
that
jail.
Was there. Yeah, at that time, it was actually the jail. That's where the prisoners actually were, in that building on the other corner. In fact, the jailer and his family lived there, kind of like Vernon and his wife lived at the hotel. I mean, you lived at your business.
I think it was Tommy Bruner at that time. I can remember.
I don't know how far Tommy went back. You know, there were several that you had in there. Otis Hager. There was another one that comes to mind. Walker. Joe Walker's granddaddy. George. Was that his name, George? He was a jailer at one time. Joe and Steve's granddad. So, yeah, but they actually, your family lived there in the jail. And then the jail was in the back part. Of course, there wasn't a whole lot of cells back there, but back then you just didn't have a need for a whole lot of cells. And you know, another thing that has changed so much too is just the downtown in general. Now, you're talking about sitting on the porch watching the traffic go by. That was a day where you probably, especially if you were an older person, knew everybody you saw go by.
Oh, yeah. I used to felt like I knew everybody in this town.
Mm-hmm.
And now Gordon and I can go to Copper River to eat in that big restaurant. And you look around and you don't know anybody.
Yeah, it has changed.
It's so different.
It has changed so much. I see it a lot in the juries that I deal with in my job.
I'm sure.
When I have orientation and pull in about 200 people and I look around and realize that 10% of them I might know. And the rest of them, and they all live here. It's just they've moved in. And some of them have lived here for a long time. You know, it used to be to me, if you were new to our county, you hadn't been here more than about 5 or 6 years, and now those people have been here 25 and 30 years. Mm-hmm. So your new people aren't new anymore. They've been around for a while.
Well, and too, a lot of the people that we know, because I'm getting older too, have died. Mm-hmm. You know, so many of them.
Yeah.
So now the kids I went to high school with, we're older people now.
Sure. Do you know when the Walker Hotel closed? Do you remember about when it would have been?
No, I was thinking about that. After I married and Kenny and I moved to Lexington, kind of lost touch.
Do you think it was it because the Walkers passed away?
Yeah, I think that was why. I'm not sure at what point.
Did they have children? Let me interrupt.
They had
no children, so there was no children to pass it on to, like it had been to him.
Mm-mm, they didn't have children. He didn't have any children.
The best I remember, I know that Harley Veal had his law office in there.
Right.
And I don't know if that was immediately after, if he would have bought that from the Walkers.
I'd forgotten about the Veals.
In fact, Harley had a Veal office. He had his law. And Tom Lockridge was with him. That was before Tom became Commonwealth Attorney. Of course, he's retired from that now. And then I guess I want to think maybe Harley is the one who sold it to Bruce. Who is there now? Bruce Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks nice. In fact, that building, isn't it on the National?
It is. It's on the registry.
The National Historic Registry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Of course, like I say, you're looking at a building there that's older than Kentucky has been a Commonwealth.
Other than the oldest house down there in town, I forget what it's
the
called.
The Metcalf House.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess it's even older than the hotel.
I don't know. That's a good question. I know it's the oldest house in Nicholasville, but now does it predate the hotel? I don't know. And that brings up the church. When was Nicholasville Baptist built? See, this could very well be the oldest building, not a residence, so to speak, but the oldest building.
I got that information when I Googled it and got the 1793.
Certainly one of the top five, I'm absolutely sure. Well, it was something that a lot of people who were raised here remember very well. And one of those places, and I guess that I will go to my grave always wondering about that apostrophe, is why in the world,
we'll
and I don't know why, that's the one thing that I remember the best about that place.
I can remember wondering that when I was even little, but I don't know why I never asked.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
And we'll never know. And the sign, by the way, folks, it was on the side of the building. If you're going south, on that side, you could see it from their side of the street. It was up maybe halfway. It wasn't very high off the ground, the sign was, but we've got a picture of it on our You Grew Up in Facebook page if you want to travel over there and Google or search that rather and look at it. Of some fun times though, times growing
it's
up.
Good memories,
things have certainly changed.
I date myself when I realize how much different things are, how much they've changed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you were talking about buildings. I can remember the little cream station. You're probably not old enough to remember that. It was down past the Baptist Church there on Main Street.
Oh, on Main? No, I don't.
Yeah. I can remember going there with my grandmother and she'd take her cream there to sell it.
Well,
it was
and
there
you know,
between Ward's Bakery and the church, somewhere in that area.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you know, and of course, I don't remember this, but I know about it across the street where you talked about Heathman's. Mm-hmm. You know, at one point, that was Robert's service station, and the pumps were right on the sidewalk. I mean, you drive up in your car right there, and there would be the gas pump. So, yeah, things are just so much different.
You probably won't remember, but I bet your mom will. A guy named Tubby Gwynn.
I remember Tubby Gwynn. I sure do.
I remember
delivered oil.
Yes.
Gwynn Oil was the name of the company.
Yeah.
Sure was.
I just remember him. He was be around that area a lot, and he was always so kind and sweet to me. He was a big, jolly guy.
Yes, he was.
I have good memories of him.
You know, it's funny, when you really sit down and start thinking about folks that used to be, and that's one thing we had so much fun in doing the play.
I love that part. I love sitting there because I could remember everybody you talked about and relate to them.
Yeah.
I love that.
And bring up names. And my mother, you mentioned her, she told me when she left that she even teared up a few times. And I said, why? And she said, the memories.
Oh, it was great for that.
You know, you'd mention a name and it would just flood your mind.
It comes right back to you all of a sudden. I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Well, we appreciate the fact that we were able to include the Walker Hotel.
I was too.
Yeah.
I got really excited when I heard you talking about that, and I thought, how did they know about that haunted room?
It's a gorgeous place, and I'm sure if you're down that way, Bruce Smith, the attorney, probably would not mind a bit if you came in the front door at least.
Yeah, he let me go in and take a tour.
He's really made it look nice.
There's just not much left like it used to be.
Well, they took a lot of that back off.
It's off. The kitchen and all that I remember.
It's gone. And, of course, now it's the parking lot for Nixville Baptist Church, which they own. But a place, and I did not realize that it was that old. I've learned something.
I didn't either until I Googled it.
Yeah.
But it said this guy named Walker came here from Virginia and built it at that time.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for coming in and sharing your memories. That's great.
Thank you for having me. It was
fun. This is one of those shows, and there's others, that I have told people since we've been doing this that I'd love to do a show about, but I didn't know who to talk to. And so I'm always glad that we're able to get one more on record, if somebody that remembers a little bit, at least, about what we want to talk about and bring back some good memories. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was fun.
My thanks to Brenda for coming in this morning and sharing her memories about the Walker Hotel. And appreciate you coming in also to All Things Jessamine. We'll do it again next week at 11 o'clock. Oh, my gosh, next week we start a brand new year, don't we? We'll join you in 2018 for more shows of All Things Jessamine as we learn about people, places, and things of our county. I also appreciate you tuning me in every weekday morning on my regular show from 6 till 8. I'll see you then. This is Doug Fain on Jess FM 105.9.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville. And they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.